It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Graduation season is here, and as a new group of thousands of college graduates enters the real world, how do you stand out in a tough job market? Here with tips on building the perfect resume is Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca Harris, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's great to see you, Paul.
Let's first talk about the resume dilemma. What is that? What is the resume dilemma?
So as I was doing my research for this, I read about the resume dilemma, which is really you've graduated from college or graduate school and you spent years building your knowledge base. And so the question becomes, why aren't employers clamoring for your amazing services? And part of the problem is that hiring managers are much more interested in what you can do for them than what you did in school. And that's the big rub. So you have to use your resume to convince these potential employers that your academic success is transferable to the workplace. So we tell recent grads that it's very important to provide a targeted resume objective. The objective can be stated in a very formal section, or it could be referenced by qualifications. But whatever approach you choose, you have to avoid generalizations because they don't mean anything. So you should focus on how you can benefit the employer, not on how the employer can benefit you. And that's really what we look at when we look at the resume dilemma. And so you have to stay away from objectives like seeking a team environment that fosters professional development, because that's really much more about what you're wanting than what the company wants. So people who are hiring, I mean, they could be sorting through hundreds or thousands of resumes for one job. And so making it easy on them by keeping your objectives short and to the point is really important. And some of the best resume objectives contain a desired job title or a very targeted job objective. So that, I think, when we think about it, would really help some of these recent graduates.
And when someone is putting together their resume, in order to do less of talking about all the wonderful things they've done that they think the employer is going to like, in order to tailor that resume to the specific needs of the employer, what are the things that that person needs to think about?
So here's what's really important. You have to really look at what the employer is looking for. You have to look at the company. You have to do your research, whether it's primary.
Do some homework.
Do some primary research. Talk to people in the company if you can. Do secondary research, which is looking at everything that's possible, both on the internet, in their annual reports, if they publish them. You have to find out exactly what the company is looking for, because it's about the company's needs. It's not about your needs. And I think that's really important for people to remember.
What happens when recent graduates don't have much work experience? How do you address this in resumes?
It's a problem.
You probably see these resumes where, and we've all done it. We did it when we graduated from college. Maybe not you, Rebecca.
No, I did it too.
You're stretching that internship into, and I was responsible for this. And
for the entire organization.
When I was the president of this club, it was almost like a job, really.
Right. So here's what we say. There's a couple of things to keep in mind. When you have graduated with things like distinction or dean's list or scholarships, you definitely want to list those. If your GPA is at least 3 on a 4-point scale, you want to list it. If you have a low GPA, but you can use your major and use that GPA, you want to do it because you need to figure out a way to stand out. It's also very important to highlight educational experience. So when reviewing your resume, potential employers want to understand what type of worker you would be. So if you can describe some educational experiences, such as internships, practicums, class projects, volunteer activities, as if they were work experience that was paid, I mean, that's really the key. You want to give examples of actual assignments. You want to talk about challenges you faced. You want to talk about your contributions. And this way, you're really looking at what's so important about what you've done and how you can apply that.
So let's talk about important resume tips that apply to anyone seeking a job.
Right.
So we've been looking at recent graduates, maybe somebody who just, had their fun ceremony a few days or weeks ago, and now it's time to get out there. But for the people who have been out there and who are out of work and are seeking a job, whether you are new or whether you have been in the workforce or you are changing positions, what is some advice that you have for people in terms of resume building?
Right. So first of all, you definitely need to make sure that you have a LinkedIn profile. I mean, that's really important now because so many people are doing job searches on LinkedIn. Believe it or not, it's very, very important. So if you have an optimized LinkedIn, you need to do that. You need to add important keywords into your resume. So your resume needs to be optimized for keywords to ensure that you're found in electronic applicant searches. Keywords are like buzzwords that an employer would use to find a match for a job opening because people, believe it or not, are out searching for the perfect employee as well as the other way around. So what you want to do is look at job listings for your ideal position, look at some of the words that are in there, and pick up those keywords. You need to pick a resume format that works best for you. Sometimes chronological works, but for recent graduates, maybe what you do is really highlight much more what we talked about, which is some of the skills that you've acquired and the things that you've accomplished. The National Association of Colleges and Employers did a 2012 student survey, and they found that approximately 60% of the 2012 college graduates who took part in paid internships received at least one job offer. So if you're listening and you're still in college and you have a few more years left to go, you need to really look at some of those paid skills. The other thing that I always tell people is to really emphasize transferable skills in your resume. So if you can do that, you can show how you took skill A and how it can really apply to skill B or C in a certain organization. And I think that's very important as well. Education is a very important asset. And so 69% of managers, when we looked at some of these studies, said that courses were very important when they were reviewing candidates. And if a professor had a great reference about you, that was very important as well. So, and if you took leadership roles on campus, that was really important. So make sure that you emphasize some of these things that really do transfer into the workplace.
What is the outlook for graduates this year in terms of finding that first real job?
We hope that it's tremendous. I think there's real potential. NACE, which is the National Association of Colleges and Employers, the 2013 outlook says that employers anticipate hiring 13% more class of 2013 college graduates than they hire from the class of 2012. So that is awesome.
Any final tips in the last 20, 30 seconds?
Okay, no spelling errors. I never want to see a spelling error. Include a personalized letter. You have to make sure that we know really it's for me and not for the 500 other people that you've applied for. Customize your resume for the jobs. Make sure that you're online. Clean up your online profiles and Facebook and everything else. Employers, potential employers, look at everything.
Yes.
And send your resume out to everybody that you know.
Great advice from Rebecca Harris, Director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, as always, great having you on Essential Pittsburgh.
Nice to be here, Paul.
Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Tomorrow on the show, we'll break down the results of the mayoral primary in Pittsburgh and talk with the winners and the losers. We welcome your comments and your story ideas at ESSPGH at WESA.FM.